KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky, and at 65 degrees, we look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms and a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department reports a traffic stop Wednesday morning led to a pursuit that lasted 50 minutes before it finally ended in Madison County. Authorities say 40-year-old Michael Ross Waddingham of Orient faces charges that include felony eluding, driving while barred, possession of a controlled substance third offense, marijuana, possession with the intent to sell methamphetamine over 5 grams, and a parole violation warrant. Waddingham was being held without bond in the Union County Jail. The incident leading to his arrest began just after 9 a.m. Wednesday when a Creston police officer on routine patrol saw an individual in the driver's seat of a white Ford pickup known to have a barred driver's license. The officer approached the individual and identified the man as Michael Waddingham. During a check of Waddingham's driver's license status, it was learned that he had a warrant for his arrest out of Adair County for a parole violation. Moments later, Waddingham proceeded to lead officers on a pursuit that ended southwest of Winterset at the intersection of 235th Street and Francesca Avenue after spike strips were successfully deployed, rendering the pickup undrivable. Agencies involved in the pursuit included the Adams County Sheriff's Office, Adair County Sheriff's Office, Creston Police, Iowa State Patrol, Madison County Sheriff's Office, and, of course, the Union County Sheriff's Office. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 27-year-old Mauricio Anaya of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested at the Pott County Courthouse Tuesday morning. Anaya was wanted on a Pott County warrant for violation of probation. He was booked into the Pott County Jail. And 28-year-old Dylan DeJean Carter of Council Bluffs was presented with a warrant at the Pott County Jail for violation of probation. He was being held on $6,000 bond associated with two theft charges. 27-year-old Alyssa Mae Geraz of Red Oak was transported from the Montgomery to the Pott County Jail, where she was wanted on a warrant for domestic abuse assault, and Geraz was being held without bond. There were also four prisoners being held at other correctional facilities who were transported to the Pott County Jail to address various warrants. They include 44-year-old Carrie C. Swanson for violation of probation, 54-year-old Stephen Ellis for credit card fraud, 26-year-old Dakota McDonald for violation of probation, and 51-year-old Johnny Joe Tangeman for violation of probation and violation of a no-contact order. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, police say an officer fired at another vehicle after it struck the officer's unmarked car during a traffic stop in Sioux City. KTIV in Sioux City reports the officer positioned the car to block the vehicle from fleeing last night, but the vehicle then hit the officer's car, prompting the officer to fire. Police say the other vehicle left the scene but was soon found, and the driver was taken into custody. Two passengers in the vehicle were questioned. There were no injuries reported, and the names of those involved haven't been released. A judge intends to announce his verdict today in the slaying of two people in Sioux City. Woodbury County District Court records say the verdict will be handed down to 19-year-old Tran Walker, whose non-jury trial ended in May. Walker is accused of killing 17-year-old Peyton Sullivan and 18-year-old Felipe Negron Jr. Police say Walker was in a car with the other two on January 28th last year when he stabbed Sullivan and then Negron when he tried to intervene. A friend of Walker testified that the defendant had said he wanted to talk to the girl about their breakup and that he needed closure. Sullivan's stepmother, Stevie Sullivan, testified that Walker and Sullivan broke up because he didn't want her to finish school. A train derailment is under investigation in northwest Iowa. On Wednesday at around 8:30 p.m., the Sioux County Sheriff's Office received a report of the train derailment that occurred on the BNSF Railway about 5 miles northwest of Hull. Upon further investigation, responding personnel discovered that about 25 out of 83 train cars derailed. The train cars consisted of refrigerated, tank, freight, and rock cars. The specific contents of those cars was unknown at this time and are being assessed. There were no injuries reported. Well, MidAmerican Energy Company is launching what it calls the first of its kind of electric vehicle fast charging stations in more than a dozen cities throughout the state. MidAmerican spokesperson Tina Hoffman says the plan is to have the chargers available every 50 miles.
One of the barriers to electric vehicle adoption is something that they call range anxiety. So if people feel like they don't know where the next charger will be or how far they can get before they, you know, need to recharge to reach their destination, there's a fear of investing in that electric vehicle.
MidAmerican wants to install DC fast charging sites in Altoona, Avoca, Carroll, Clarinda, Davenport, Dexter, Early, Emmitsburg, Iowa City, Fort Dodge, Little Sioux, Oskaloosa, Sheldon, Sioux City, and Waterloo, all of which are within the company's service territory.
We're looking for partners to host these DC fast chargers, and make them available to the public so that people can charge their electric vehicles as they're on their way to their next destination.
Hoffman says this type of charger can get people on their way after just a short stop.
Those can generally charge an electric vehicle in about 20 to 45 minutes. So a stop at the gas station, or you can run into the grocery store, run a few errands, and your car will be all charged up by the time you get out.
She says they'll leave it up to the partners who provide the chargers to determine the cost of a charge. Hoffman says the company is also providing grants to help people buy electric cars.
MidAmerican Energy customers that buy or lease a new electric vehicle can get a $500 rebate incentive for doing that.
She says the company is also providing $1,500 rebates for those who install a level 2 charging station, which generally charge electric vehicles in 4 to 8 hours. The company plans to begin building the charging network by the end of this year. Hoffman says encouraging the use of electric vehicles goes along with their plan to eventually provide 100% of the electricity to their customers from renewable sources. Hoffman said the company now provides, on average, through the year, more than 50% of its electricity from renewable resources. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met Wednesday morning in Atlantic. Auditor Dale Sunderman reports County Conservation Director Micah Lee presented a fourth quarter fiscal year 2019 report of activity at the county recreational sites, including maintenance activities at Cold Springs, the West Nottoway area, T-Bone Trail, Pellet Memorial Woods, and Outdoor Classroom, and Cass County Naturalist Laura Canning's environmental education activities. Micah said that Canning presented 131 programs to 2,511 persons. Lee and two county conservation board members also reported that a proposed project to asphalt the roadway at Cold Springs State Park south of Lewis. The project is estimated to cost about $109,000. Lee and the board members requested assistance from the county to help fund the project. They suggested the project be paid for with 50% conservation funds and 50% from a general fund. Their request was taken under advisement. Cass County Veteran Affairs Executive Director Mitch Holmes also gave a report of fourth quarter and annual fiscal year 2019 activity. Holmes said during the quarter, 151 veterans were assisted with the federal VA benefits and or local general assistance. County Attorney Vanessa Strasdas reviewed current legal activity, and Mental Health General Relief Coordinator Deb Schuler also presented a report on activity for the month of June. Sunderman said also that an employee who was performing some GIS or geographic information services, along with other duties, has moved out of the county, and the new employee will not be performing those services. Therefore, the county is planning to contract for additional GIS services. Representatives from Snyder Geospatial, which is already under contract for other GIS services, and Midland GIS Services presented their proposals, which were taken under advisement by the supervisors. Sunderman said the board plans to act on the proposals during their next meeting on August the 6th. Officials of Democrat Joe Biden's presidential campaign report the former vice president's wife, Jill Biden, is expected to be in Iowa today and tomorrow to hear from supporters, volunteers, and community members. Today, Biden will attend Biden for President office openings in Sioux City and Council Bluffs, and tomorrow she'll attend community meet and greets with supporters, volunteers, and activists in Glenwood and Clarinda. Today, she is scheduled to hold a Sioux City Biden for President campaign office opening in Sioux City at 4 o'clock and in Council Bluffs at 6:30 p.m. at 530 West Broadway Street. Jill Biden will hold a meet and greet on Friday in Glenwood at 10 a.m. at the United Congregational Church Fellowship Hall and in Clarinda at 12:15 p.m. at the Garrison Coffee House. And Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly reports Democrat Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan will be in Atlantic this Friday at 1:40 p.m. to speak at the Farmers Walnut Street Diner. Ryan is currently serving his ninth term in the U.S. House of Representatives representing Northeastern Ohio. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.